On ABC Radio Hobart, it's Breakfast with Rick Goddard.
Sue Hickey, hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
You tweeted that you were thinking that pill testing is a good idea for Tasmania. What made you want to go out publicly against your party's policies?
I've been on the record for a couple of years now of being a big supporter of a pill testing trial. So if I can just put that there. I think we're at a critical stage in our community's history where, you know, we've been saying, just say no. And we've got this big war on drugs. And it's not working. We can prove by the sewage tests that, you know, people are increasing to take illicit drugs. And illicit drugs are unregulated drugs, which means no one really knows the content. So, you know, people are dying. And I think that we've been doing it all one way. And now we've got to stop, recalibrate and say, well, the health experts say this is a health problem, not a crime problem. Certainly the drug dealers and et cetera. Look, I hate drugs. I'm the first to admit it. But if you've ever had a loved one with a drug issue, you spend your whole time trying to get help, trying to get detox, trying to get any assistance you can.
Is this something you've had experience of?
Yes, and just about everyone I know has got a loved one, someone they really, really care about, and, you know, trying to get that person off drugs. And the other thing is we're very judgmental. We're quick to say people are junkies, they're druggies, they've made their own choices. And that's ridiculous until you've heard their backstory. So I think we have to stop, you know, saying, okay, you're just a nasty, dirty little criminal. No, you're a person really with some troubles and you need our help, and we should be wrapping our arms around you and protecting you. And when you go to a festival, young people do silly things. They drink too much, they take too many drugs, they're frightened if a police dog comes up next to them, and they'll swallow the whole lot. And that really creates problems. By having pill testing, there is about 9 minutes of counselling that goes on while the drug is tested. That might be that last time your child gets to have someone give them a second chance. You know, like, do you really want to take this under peer pressure, or do you want, it's got rat sack in it, it's got something else in it, do you really want to take it?
And some of those trials have shown that once people know what's in it, they often choose to not take it.
Exactly. And there's lots of stories around the world. But also with the coroner's report, you know, it's not just about the six people who died. There's about 90-odd near misses. And the good thing is when there is a bad drug in circulation, immediately the hospitals and the police and all the health experts are advised so other kids can be headed off.
The drugs that they're testing for are illegal. If the government is involved in drug testing, is it condoning illegal activity?
That's what they're saying. And certainly, you know, the police have been conditioned to be fighting drugs for so long. But look at the billions we've spent on trying to stop people smoking. You know, it just doesn't work. You say no, they still have sex before marriage, goodness forbid. But, you know, risky behaviour is part of our nature, particularly as you're a younger person. And as I say, we don't know why people take drugs. It's a stupid, dumb thing to do. We're told that at school. We're told everywhere you go. But people are taking it in ever-increasing amounts. So by saying, oh, no, just say no, you can't do that.
How is coming out now and saying this, do you think, going to make a difference? Are there better ways to influence the government policy?
I think I was out last year trying to say it too, because, you know, this is festival season coming up and I don't want it on my watch that another child dies because we in politics want to sit there and bicker about it and make it a political issue. And we don't want to go first, and we don't want them to, you know, they won't go first because we don't go first. And who's going to be the tough guy and say, you know, hold on, let's recalibrate, let's re-engineer society, let's rethink at this. If we've got major health experts from around Australia and around the world saying, we need pill testing trials. And that's all we're asking for. If this doesn't work, and if we do a survey of all the kids, say at the Taste or Falls or something like that, and they will say, no, crap idea, well then, okay, it didn't work. But at least we tried.
And we'll see what happens. Well, we'll see what you think at home about that. 0438 922 936. Other than speaking publicly, what steps are you taking to try and make changes?
Well, like stay. I went last night to a film called Wild Butterfly, which was all about drugs. I stay informed. I get literature on it. I'm in touch with the Drug and Alcohol Centre. I'm talking with experts in the field quite regularly through my portfolio. But more importantly, on the ground in Greater Hobart, we have a lot of people whose lives are completely tipped upside down. And if you do an economic measure, if you can't do it by a heart measure, we are wasting millions on police, fire, ambulance, trashing of social houses, dysfunctional families, people who will never get a job. We're breaking them in front of ourselves because we just want to say we're tough on drugs.